Tonight's reading is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of the Lord.
I mean, Jesus calms the storm. God is with us in the storm. We're not alone in the boat. Jesus says to the wind and sea, "Peace, be still. Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Even the wind and the sea obey him. There you go. All the inspirational lessons you'll need. They are right there. Right up front. Right there in this brief summer at the lake themed Bible story. I mean, they're just ripe. They're ripe and ready to be picked, plucked off the Bible bush and ready to be like popped in your mouth or a heart or ears. Well, I guess the berry metaphor, the ears thing, isn't quite right. It wouldn't. I mean, if you, even in the heart, the berry would stain your shirt. I don't know. You could just pop in your mouth and see what happens. I don't know. The point is they're bite-sized. That's it. And they taste good. You know, you don't have to think too much about them. Not only is this Bible story summer at the lake themed, it's the kind of message that is perfect for summer. Brief and uncomplicated. Jesus is with you in the storm. You could put that on a bumper sticker. Heck, you know, you could put that on a bumper sticker and put that bumper sticker on your boat, even, you know? Jesus is always with you in the storm. You too, buddy. The fish are biting and the beer's getting cold. So let's get out there. Marge has already got a line in the water. Sorry, I don't know what character that is. I think it was clearly supposed to be a stereotype of a Minnesotan at the lake in the summer, you know, whose values maybe are like traditional and a good citizen, you know, the kind of, they even go to Sunday services when he and Marge are up at the lake, you know. But you know, you don't expect Pastor Dan, right, up at the lake, to get into things too much. He doesn't know. It's summer, for Christ's sake, right? I mean, we got all fall and the long, cold, soul-deadening winter with his 4 hours of daylight to be thinking those deep and confounding thoughts, you know. To really wrestle with meaning and suffering. No. I mean, it's not called the bright sunny day of the soul. No. It's for another time. And luckily, Pastor Dan's church up at the lake, you know, it was giving out those bumper stickers with today's message on it. So you don't even have to, you know, stay too long because he's not going to preach too much. No. And our guy and Marge, they get back to the cabin, they change out of their church clothes and put some beers and sandwiches in the cooler and cut up some carrots and some hummus, you know. Yeah, they have hummus. It's not the 50s. Come on. Yeah, so they take the hummus and they put it all in the cooler, and Marge puts the cooler in the boat and starts setting up the rods while he puts that bumper sticker on the boat, and he kind of stands back to have a look at it. You know, more just to see if it's straight than really take in the message. But there it is, right there. Jesus is always with you in the storm. But it doesn't take too much contemplating. You know, he doesn't contemplate. It doesn't require much contemplating. It's not made for that. Jesus is always with you in the storm. Well, all right, Margie, let's get this show on the road. Carefree he is. He doesn't even need another, it doesn't even need another thought. Because, let's be honest, we aren't expecting a storm. Our guy is not expecting a storm, right? Let's be honest. Our guy's not expecting a storm. Paul Douglas is not expecting a storm, you know. And even if an unexpected storm does roll in, I mean, come on. Even if we're on the other side of the lake by those fallen trees and the weeds where the bass like to hide out, we can get back to the dock in like 15 minutes. It's not like it's going to be a hurricane or something. Sure, maybe it whips up some white caps or something, but it's not going to swamp the boat. No, we are not expecting a storm. Just blue sky, sun, and some fishing. But rest assured, if there was a storm, our guy is confident that Jesus is always with you in the storm. He unties the boat, throws the line, steps into the boat, doesn't give it another thought. He glances at the bumper sticker as he's stepping into the boat. Jesus is always with you in the storm. He's confirmed in his assuredness, as much by never having to actually deal that much with his faith, although you never know, you don't know him. But nevertheless, he's confirmed in his assuredness. He doesn't give it a second thought. Until he sits down on the seat in the boat. The seat has one of those square cushions that doubles as a life preserver on it. You know, it has those two handles on it. And I guess if somebody falls in the water, you like toss it to them, you know, one of those things. So our guy, he sits down on the life preserver cushion, and they're pretty thick, you know. So when he sits down, it sort of deflates, you know, like a... You know how they are, right? You know how they are. And then when you get up, it sort of fills back up again. You look kind of like a... Whatever it does. And you, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those things, you know? And so our guy, he sits down on the life preserver cushion. And he hears that sound of that deflating, like... And it kind of triggers something for him. It triggers something in his mind, that... It makes him think of the cushion. Not the one he's sitting on, but the one in the boat. And not his and Marge's boat, but the boat in the Summer at the Lake Thing Bible story. He remembers a cushion in that Bible story. That Jesus had a cushion. Jesus was asleep on the cushion. He jumps out of his seat, and he sets the boat rocking a little bit. Whoa, Marge says. Calm it down there, Action Jackson. Marge, our guy exclaims. Jesus is always with you in the storm. Yeah, I got the bumper sticker. Marge was always the smart one. Jesus is always with you in the storm, but he's asleep. He's asleep. Well, that explains a lot, says Marge. They're in the boat. Jesus says to them, let's go to the other side. They leave the crowds behind them, and they take him in the boat, and a great windstorm arose, and our guy's getting excited now. He's standing up, and he's kind of like his arms gesticulating, making storm movements, and he sets the boat rocking a little bit more, you know, and he's saying, and Marge, the waves are beating on the boat, so the boat was already being swamped, it says. But Jesus, Marge, in all this peril, Jesus is asleep on the cushion. A cushion, Marge? Where does Jesus get a cushion? And he just goes to sleep? No one else has a cushion. No one else is asleep. It's a raging storm, a great windstorm. Waves are beating the boat. It's already being swamped. Don't you think he'd wake up for that? Everybody else, they're all, you know, probably like, bailing out the water and trying to keep the boat pointed into the waves, and Jesus is sleeping on a cushion. They got to be saying to each other, You know, like, look at this guy. He's sleeping on a cushion while we're trying to save the boat? I guess it's up to us to save the boat. They're fishermen, Marge says, interrupting our guy's ranting, exasperated flow. What? Of course it's up to them to save the boat, to keep the boat pointed into the waves, to put up the storm jib or whatever. They're fishermen. It's their job. They know how to do it. It's certainly not their first great windstorm. They must have sailed across there hundreds of times in every kind of weather. But still, you'd think he'd wake up, lend a hand. What's he gonna do? He's a carpenter. I mean, if the boat breaks, maybe he can, like, fix it. But until then, let him sleep. You know, he's been healing and teaching all day. You know, and I happen to know that he's going to have to cast out a particularly nasty demon when they get to the other side. Our guy gets real quiet. He wasn't expecting a storm. Blue sky and everything. But this storm, well, the memory of this storm, it sneaks up on him. It sneaks up on him sometimes. He doesn't even see it coming. And then out of nowhere, he's in it. He's in it, he's thinking about it, he's feeling it again. It hurts again. And Marge can see it. Marge can always tell. Hey, she says, putting down her rod, coming over to him. She puts her arms around him. He lays his head over on her, and they sink down and sit in the bottom of the boat. Marge holds him, strokes his hair. Hey, she says. They wake him up, and he rebukes the wind, and he calms the sea. He says to the wind, peace, be still. He says to the sea, peace, be still. Yeah, but they wake him up, our guy says. They wake him up and they say to him, don't you even care that we're perishing? Don't you even care, you know? I know, says Marge. I know. I mean, it's a real question. It's a valid question. Yeah, it is. Doesn't he even care? Because, you know, there are situations where it doesn't seem like he does, you know, where it seems like he's slept right through them, like situations where he never woke up. I know. I know, Marge repeats. She kisses the top of his head. Peace. Be still. And the wind ceased and the sea was calm. And he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? I forget sometimes, our guy says. I forget about the peace and the calm and the stillness. I forget. And I remember feeling just like so alone and so sad, and it hurts. And I was afraid because there was nothing I could do. There was nothing anybody could. Sometimes I just get hijacked by it. It sneaks up on me. It overwhelms me. It comes over the side and nearly swamps me. Peace, Marge says. Peace. Be still. Our guy breathes in deeply and lets it out slowly. Peace, he says. Peace, Marge says.